Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Phone lines are open. Let's do this. I got a question for you, Ballsy. Yes. You're a little bit of an older gentleman than me.
I mean,
you're not much older than me.
I'm 10 years, yeah, a decade.
But that's enough time. Yep. But I feel you can answer this. Yep. With age, do you get more just random pains?
Yep. Yeah, my it's funny you say that. My elbow is sore. Uh-huh. Like right kind of where the forearm meets the elbow, right there, right
there. But it's just random. Like it's not an injury.
No, it's random. And then my shoulder kind of, I got like a frozen shoulder type deal.
And
I'm not going to lie to you. I used to be, this is the one thing I've noticed about age. I used to be able to just quickly whip on my clothes and go. Like, you know, stand, for instance, something as simple as standing to put your socks on. Serious. Now I got to sit.
Do you get winded?
Like, not winded, just that your back is tight.
I actually, I've found that with my age, I'm starting to get to that area where it's like, I'll just randomly have things happen. And Callie is quite a bit younger than me, so she doesn't quite get it. And I'll just go, my neck hurts. She'll go, why, did you tweak it? I'll be like, I think I'm at that point in life where I don't need to tweak it. I think it just hurts.
I've noticed you've been kind of all in unison with your neck and everything. When you turn, it's like one stiff board lately.
And that's common for me lately. And also my wrist, it's just, well, shut up. Stop it.
No, mine's been sore too, so we would take it turns.
Come on.
I will say this, though. I will say this, though. Mm-hmm. Take some advice from me. I know you don't like to listen to me because you think I'm too preachy. Don't stop. Like, don't get away from
activity. Don't stop with the wrist.
No,
stuff?
don't get away with that too. Don't get away from activity. Because once you get away from activity, that's when you go downhill. Like, it's hard to come back. You know what I mean?
Again,
I know you've
something
recently.
Something that could have been brought to my attention yesterday. Really? Why don't you talk to the 20-year-old me and get back to me, please?
I barely knew the 20-year-old you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We want your input with our music. It's called the Music Survey. And it's for Leon's Furniture, so what you do is you go, you flip through a couple of songs on the, the old website there, wolfrocks.com, or on the free Wolf app. And you could win $1,000 courtesy of Leon's Regina. So what we like to do, Ballsy and I, is I'll play a few songs here, and Ballsy will rate them. And he'll give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down. So if we were to do the music survey, and say these songs were to be in it, Ballsy, how would you rate them? Song number one.
Nah, not a big fan. Never was.
Not a Color Me Bad fan?
No.
The reason I play Color Me Bad is because their lead singer weighs probably about 4 bills now.
Yeah.
And he was on Dr. Phil yesterday. So things are going well for them.
Okay.
I actually felt bad for Color Me Bad. And then I was like, well, they're not called Color Me Good.
You know? No, that's right.
Where are we at with this one?
Is it bad if I don't recognize it?
No, that would be fine. That's okay.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan. What song is that?
It's Yoko Ono.
Oh.
And it's called...
T408 if you're like a boy.
Okay, thank you.
T408 if you're like a boy.
It's called Y, just in case you were wondering.
You know what? I call out that number because in our computer system we have like... elements with numbers, and that one will always, no matter if I'm 80, I'll always remember T408.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
Hey, well, I'm Paul and I play the bass.
I'm Yoko and I play the metal pail and the cat.
I'm a loser.
Still one of my favorites.
And I'm not what I appear to be.
It's not far off, actually.
Nope. That sounds like a cat going through a blender.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
How did she get it? obviously John Lennon gave her the credibility.
Yeah.
She is hot trash.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Lennon was one of the greatest of all time, so.
Not as good as Weird Al. Remember that.
But it's kind of like saying anybody who marries Bo Jackson should be able to go play football and baseball.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It just doesn't make much sense. And finally, Ballsy, go ahead and rate this one.
The name of the song isn't jumping to me.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
I don't know.
It's called Mistake.
But I like it.
Yeah. Well, you would. It's 90s Canadian rockers and icons, may I say. Cereal Joe.
I like
They've
song.
Gone on to do many amazing things like Serve Me Coffee. I believe they bagged my groceries the other day.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not going to keep you guys long here. I just have one quick question for you.
Sure. Hopefully we have an answer. What is it?
Have any of you guys seen Marilyn Manson in concert, and is he worth going to see?
I have seen Marilyn Manson in concert earlier in his career. Yeah. At that time, he was.
Yeah, yeah. Manson is he's always entertaining. You never know which Manson you're going to get. But let me put it this way. The last Manson I saw, there was a snowstorm backstage. That might have held the proceedings
up. I grew up listening to him, so, and I've never seen him live, and I heard he's coming.
It's worth going for Rob Zombie alone. So
yeah, I'd like to see Rob Zombie.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning. I'm Chad.
I'm Ballsy.
And we're talking about horrible names. So Archie is the name of the kid. The new, I guess, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's
Archie,
kid.
Archie Harrison?
Archie Harrison. What's their soggy bottom Windsor?
Archie Harrison, useless number three.
No. And they're not useless. No child is useless.
The kid's not useless.
But that's the thing. I've heard a few people say, useless.
Well, he's not useless.
It's a kid born. Would you call somebody else's kid born useless?
No,
how horrible is that?
I'm not saying the kid's useless.
Well,
but
you did. You said that.
Monarchy's useless.
I agree. Monarchy is useless.
Well, yeah. Charles III.
I think
the third of what?
Do you think they're even starting to catch on that? They're like, oh, crap. We better soak this.
Of all the royal families. Of all the royal family couples, I'm down with this one.
Yeah, I think they get it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing, too, is they didn't pick a name that's within the royal bloodline.
Yeah, like Archie, even though I don't like Archie because I think of Edith Bunker and
Archie.
Yeah, but Archie's like a common man's name, like not Edward or Sir Henry. Like, you know, it's Archie. Hey, Archie, want to go for a beer and some
also
chicken
the name
wings?
Of my favorite comic book character, Batman.
Okay.
Yeah. Not sure if you know that, but Batman's real name is not Bruce Wayne. It's Archie Wayne.
Oh, it's Archie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But he changed it because he didn't think it was that good.
You see, Bruce Wayne snobby. Archie isn't. You can go to the pub with Archie.
Yeah. But there are lots of people who just don't like their first name, and they maybe change it, maybe go by their middle name. Like, I remember my dad would go by Keith, but his actual name was David. But he went by his middle name all the time. I still don't really know totally why, but that's what he did.
My grandma, God rest her soul, was Amelia Bundes. I like Amelia, but her middle name was Ruth. She went with Ruth.
Yeah. Well, I get that, though, because Amelia, it's a mouthful.
Well, it's hard to spell, I guess, right?
Yeah. Not really.
Well, that's kind of how she explained it to me, but Amelia, I like Amelia. That's
what about Iona? I've heard that one before, and I've gone, what? Or Beulah.
Beulah, I know. You think Beulah's ugly.
No, I know.
You need to Google Beulah McGillicuddy. She used to be a manager.
See, that is a horrible name.
Beulah McGillicuddy. That's the name she went by in ECW wrestling.
It sounds like a brand of peanut butter.
Just Google Beulah.
McGillicuddy's. Smooth and creamy.
ECW manager. She was pretty good.
I'm sure she was.
That's why they called her Beulah, right?
Yeah. Were you cursed with a horrible name? 936 Wolf, let us know. Get it off your chest.
By the way, Archie, he's in the royal family. Does that mean, is that the royal bunker?
What are you talking about?
Archie Bunker?
I know.
Royal Bunker?
What do you mean royal bunker? What's bunker?
That's the royal bunker. They go into the royal bunker when there's a war. Let's get to the royal bunker.
Do you
bunker.
Know that a royal bunker exists?
Well, I'm not in a royal
family.
It's a
family. Silly joke. Do you know it exists?
Why don't you just laugh?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, we're talking horrible names that you were given, just bad handles, like this one. Text coming in. My cousin is Alexi Samuel Beckett Holubisky Mansell. Wow. That's all one name. Alexi Samuel Beckett Holubisky Mansell.
Put that on a jersey.
Yeah. Wow. He wanted to change it to Beck Crumpet, but decided it was too much work because he's a dual citizen. Yeah, I would be changing that handle, too.
Oh, John Smith, here I come.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Can I just apologize, Ballsy? I feel like I've been snippy with you this morning.
You kind of have, but that's okay. I'm usually snippy with you, so fun.
I feel like I've been, you know how they say in improv, it's always supposed to be yes and. I feel like I haven't been yes-anding yet.
I'd like you to address me by my real name, Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
Do you like your name, Michael? I like your name, but I don't like how Michael is spelled. I always get the E and the A mixed
up. That's what I don't like about it. People spell my name wrong. It's A-E-L, not E-A-L. It drives me nuts, but nobody calls me that. Like, people in my inner circle, close to me, they either call me Dad or Michael.
Yeah.
But I'm ballsy to everybody else. Even the people I went to high school with, my old teachers, I'm ballsy now.
I kind of go back and forth. I'll call you Ballsy when I'm talking about you to other people.
Yeah.
Like, that Ballsy, what a slacker, things like that. Yeah. But when I'm saying...
The slacker.
But when I'm talking about
you
with,
like
when I'm talking... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But when I talk with Callie about you or family members, I generally refer to you as Michael.
Yeah.
Or Mike.
Yeah. Don't call me Mike. Don't like Mike. Mike's not a good one. No,
really?
No. And that's why when I picked my son and daughter's name, Ethan and Mara, I picked something that couldn't be shortened. Like I wanted Nicholas for Ethan.
Right.
I liked Nick, but then you get Nikki.
But yet you call Angela Ange in the back. You called her that, and she doesn't like that.
I changed it. Yeah,
she's one of our coworkers.
I changed it. Angie's worse than Angela.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Yeah, if they're just call them by their name.
Yeah,
you always
true.
Shorten names.
I do.
Just call them by their name.
I do. Well, because I've been in locker rooms. That's what you do.
What else do you do? This one coming in from, well, I'm assuming his name is Manfred. He says, my name is Manfred. Everyone thinks I'm a butler. Yeah, that's true. That one or Jeeves or Jeffrey because of
I'd go Manny there. Manfred Jonick, God rest his soul. I used to work with him when I first got into this. He liked being going by Manny.
I always think of Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Yeah.
And finally, having a unisex name sucks. I'm Darcy. Whenever someone calls my name, they expect to see a man.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. Whenever somebody says Darcy, I expect to see a woman.
Darcy, Stacy's another one of those ones.
Yeah. Stacy, Jody.
Pat.
It's Pat.
Yeah. SNL.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Things are about to get interesting with this one. This is dealing with the new trespassing laws that have been brought into Saskatchewan. And this is a big deal because a lot of us, you know, hunt. A lot of us ride sleds or ATVs or whatever. You now need to ask landowners in advance if you can go onto their land, which I always thought was kind of a thing anyway.
Yeah, you'd think you'd have to do that. Although, if you're in the middle of the chase, you're not going to ask a deer or whatever. Just think, you hold it right there. I got to go ask Bob if I can use his yard.
This one is signed Just Another Frustrated Farmer,
okay.
A text message, and it's a good one. It says, morning, guys. I know how Ballsy loves a good rant. Here's mine for the day. As a farmer, I spend a lot of money on buying land. Why would I buy that land for everybody else to use for their leisure? Be it for ATVs or hunting or people coming in cutting down trees because they want wood. People do that. And when you confront them about it, the standard response is, well, it's just land. No, it isn't. It's mine. And yes, I have no trespassing signs and no hunting signs all over. My house doesn't have a deck. Would those same people allow me to come to their house and use their deck for my leisure? Guessing not.
Yeah, good
valid
point.
Points.
Good point.
Yeah, it makes I think being from a small town, I know a lot of the people I know are frustrated with thefts and things like that.
Well, there's a lot of thefts. People just go randomly onto yards. Although, I'm an urban guy, but that's the first I've heard of anybody having the balls to go into somebody's yard and chop down trees.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah,
that's some big time balls.
Clark Griswold might have done that though.
Maybe
when they got their Christmas tree,
that
might have been a farmer's land.
Maybe.
I'm not totally sure. But I do know this is going to be an interesting thing going ahead. Now, how do you know whose land you're going on to? And then how do you contact them?
That's because the thing. How
sometimes
do I get
they
you?
Don't live on that land. Sometimes they just have that land, right? Farmland or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they might live in town or they might live somewhere else. Or now with these major corporate farms, who is the actual landowner? Sometimes it's a company that owns the land.
And I can honestly see from the hunter's perspective, you're way over there on that guy's land.
Yeah.
You're not hurting anybody. The deer's right there.
Well, but you're firing, shooting a gun
I
on
know,
their
I,
land.
I get it.
And there's nothing like being a farmer out in your yard and hearing a gunshot
I've
go
never
off.
Shot you
gotta
a
kinda
gun.
Be worried.
I want to shoot a gun.
That's a random thought, but I think you should stay away from firearms. This.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Small amount of people who have no respect for the land or landowners that come and rut it up and drive in the crops and ignore no posted land and say they didn't see it when they drove right by. This person's clearly drunk. There's a lot of... I did read it before I went to air, too, and I was like, oh, that looks fine.
Either that or you just had a stroke.
Maybe.
One of those two. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't smell toast. I'm, okay. good. I'm good.
Hey, so we don't really come out and do our celebrity news. Mm-hmm. What we do is we combined celebrity birthdays with back-in-the-day stuff. We call it this or that. So
okay.
Here we go. Andrew WK is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Was the better Wolf Howell, in your opinion, when we had Andrew WK or Big Sugar?
Ooh.
I
like the Big Sugar one. Big Sugar was, I like the Big Sugar.
I liked Andrew WK because wasn't that the one when you dressed like the creepy clown?
No, that was Big Sugar.
Was it Big Sugar? Okay, yeah. Then I'm going Big Sugar too.
Yeah. No, anyway. I dressed as Frankenstein for Andrew WK.
Billy Joel is 70 today. What is his bigger hit? What's the tune you like better is a better way to put it. It's still rock and roll to me or Tell Her About It.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
Yes, but those are the only two selections.
It's still rock and roll to me.
I like Tell Her About It.
Okay. I don't even know that song. And
really?
I know Billy Joel. And I
okay.
Really
120 years ago on this day in 1899, the lawnmower was patented. Which one of these is more important to you, Chad McDonald?
Which dance move?
A lawnmower or the underground sprinkler?
Both are great dance moves, actually.
I know, but what's not dance moves? Yeah. What's better for you, the lawnmower?
Lawnmower, because I don't care what color my grass is.
Okay.
Just as long as it's not long.
48 years ago on this day, we're talking about Archie. On this day in 1971, All in the Family won Outstanding New Series and Outstanding Comedy at the 23rd Primetime Emmy. So let me ask you this. Who's the better TV mom? Because Mother's Day around the corner. Jean Stapleton, Edith, or Wheezy? From the Jeffersons.
I don't know really either.
Well, both came from that show. Really?
You got to understand. I'm a lot younger than you.
Those are two classic
TV shows. I don't know Wheezy well. I know Edith a little bit, but just from like clips and passing. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
They both had to deal with overtly racist husbands.
Yeah.
So they should probably both get some sort of award.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to tie two back in the days and ask you one big question, okay? 19 years ago, Michael Bolton had to pay money for plagiarizing.
Yes, he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome.
Okay, anyway, he plagiarized a song. He had to pay $5.4 million. 14 years ago, Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney got married, then broke up like 4 months later. So, money aside, you're the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Backyard barbecue.
Renee Zellweger or Michael Bolton?
No.
I'm going Michael Bolton.
No.
He's welcome in my bed any day.
Listen.
Lovely locks of hair.
Listen.
That's the way you're going to ask, right?
Michael Bolton or Kenny Chesney? Who's playing your backyard barbecue?
Oh, I don't care. I don't care.
This bit sucks.
Michael Bolton, of course, is playing my backyard
barbecue. I think
barbecue.
You have to go with Michael Bolton.
And just play If a Man Loves a Woman. Or When a Man Loves a Woman.
If a Man Loves a Woman.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
There are certain, you know, apps now that you can get deliveries done with. And as with most delivery services or Uber or whatever it is, the actual driver gets a choice as to whether they want to take the call. And I've had this theory that if you don't tip well in the beginning, because you pre-tip with those, right?
Right.
If you don't tip well, they're not going to take the call and the delivery will take longer. And I've heard that's actually true because the drivers know what kind of tip they're getting. So why would they go to a place that isn't going to tip at all?
Because that's your job. That's your job.
But it's not. As a delivery driver, they live on tips. That's what they get are tips.
They don't get a wage?
Not much of one. I think they get a percentage.
That's not my fault. That's not my fault.
But it is your fault if you're using the app. If you want the convenience of it. You need to pay the piper.
Did I make him sign up or her sign up to be a driver?
No, you didn't.
Then why is that my fault?
But they didn't make you get the app.
No,
and use
they didn't.
It.
But that's an app. That is an app.
So you're not tipping at all. You don't tip delivery drivers?
No. I'm not saying you don't tip delivery drivers.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't base your service on how well I tip you. That's BS. It's not my fault that you sign up for that job.
Well, I am of the opposite mindset. I do think I'll tip well so I get better service. Now, if I don't get good service, then I'll actually say it at the door. Like, say it to them. Say, I tipped you this much, and your service was garbage. You got to change that up.
What I hate is when you tip, okay? When you tip, they've already got, it's got to be, I know they let you do a dollar amount yourself. It used to be 10%. It used to be 10% of the bill. But now on the options, it starts at 15.
Like, yeah, I mean, 15 is low end for me anyway. That's the 15% tip is about standard.
I give 10, unless it's really exceptional service.
I'm a 20% tipper guy. I do the 20%.
I give 10 usually. If it's better, I'll go up. But like, don't tell me I have to tip.
If it's bad service, I don't tip at all.
No, I don't either. But what I'm saying is...
But that's what more people need to do. If you have horrible service, don't tip. But you also need to evaluate why you had that horrible service. Don't not tip your server because you know somebody messed up in the kitchen. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you still have to tip your server. It's not your server's
fault. So what you're
fault.
Telling me is with this app, if I tip the guy and tip him well, my service will be better.
Likely. I've heard a little birdie.
Okay, but what happens if I tip him well and my service still sucks? I can't get the tip back.
No, I know you can't.
So then I'm not doing that. That's stupid. I'm assuming that he's going to be good. And in my opinion, customer service sucks these days. So I'm going to wait. You're going to prove, you're showing me that you're good. I'm not going to assume you're good because I assume you're crappy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I worked as a driver for one of these services to get me through my last year of university. Yes, drivers can see how much you're tipping, and we can actually decline an order and pass it on to the next driver. No questions asked. We get paid the delivery fee and tip, and that's it. Great job, though. Get to meet all sorts of people, I bet. But that is true, then. They do expect a pre-tip. That should happen. Brian says, wait a minute, pre-tip? A tip based on service and not a guarantee? You want the tip? Give good service.
That's exactly it.
My yearly bonus is tied to my performance that year. I don't get it at the start of the year to hopefully make me do really good that year.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I understand, but I'll pay it if it means I'm good. I've had friends complain about delivery drivers and bad service. I have never had bad service with those drivers. And maybe that has to do with
tipping. Well, how can they screw it up, though, really? How do you screw up being a bad delivery driver?
Well, it can take a while. Like, it can take a while to get your order.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so you haven't had a bad problem. That's good for you. But you're putting a lot of faith in somebody you don't know.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well, they could be late. You're going to give them a 20% tip and maybe get cold pizza by the time he gets there.
I haven't yet.
Okay,
and
good.
And I tip well. So, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
If you tip well, maybe you won't get bad.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying, I've tipped very well. Look at me being a great customer. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that it pays off sometimes. And I don't always tip well. I don't. If I'm at a restaurant, now, if you want a 20% tip, I do expect good service. I mean, if I'm sitting there and say I'm at a bar, by chance, every now and then I stop by one of those, and I'm having a beer. If I ever sit there with an empty glass for more than a minute, a 20% tip's not going to happen. I should always get asked if I want another.
But here's the problem I have in this whole setup, if I'm right, okay? That person comes and serves me. If he or she is terrible at their job serving me and waiting on me, if I don't give a good tip, doesn't that penalize the cook if the meal's good? Because don't they all pool their tips? So, because that guy's crappy or that girl's crappy, then I'm harming the chef. The chef may have kicked some serious ass making the supper, but because the serving was terrible,
It's a flawed system.
It is a flawed system. How
what
about the owner
do is
pay
you
more
should
money
walk
to the
around
people?
Around with cash in your pocket, and you should go, 5 for you, good sir. 5 for you.
Yeah.
Nothing for you.
Yes.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Aaron Rodgers is part owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who are playing real well. He is sitting courtside in Milwaukee with his hot girlfriend, Danica Patrick, okay?
Yeah, race car driver, F1 driver.
Yeah, and there's a former, she retired. Oh. She's got Aaron Rodgers money now. She has her own money. Yeah. There's this guy who's your typical Wisconsin guy, a little bit larger. Yeah. Like he has a Chad McDonald build, okay?
Doesn't shy away from the cheese.
That's right. He's in his Milwaukee Bucks. hoodie, and he taps her on the shoulder and gives her a beer or a drink.
It's not a beer. It's a drink.
Drink of some sort. And her girlfriend right next to Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron doesn't look over his shoulder to see who's hitting on his girlfriend.
Right, yeah.
I'm assuming it looks like the guy's hitting on her. And she goes to pay him. And he says, no, I got it. So, yeah, isn't that a little bit, first of all, that takes a lot of stones to hit on a woman, period, when the boyfriend's sitting in front of you. Second of all, to hit on Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend takes huge conies. And I got news for
you. And
the guy.
To hit on his girlfriend when he's the owner of the team you're watching.
That's right. That's right. He basically owns Milwaukee and Green Bay. And the other thing is dude is really come. You said that Aaron Rodgers has to be secure in himself, obviously. He's Aaron Rodgers.
I would hope.
He doesn't have to turn. He doesn't really have to turn around because who cares?
Yeah.
But this guy has even more security than Aaron Rodgers because he is not in Aaron Rodgers' class. Like, I'm talking, he's outkicked his coverage with two broken legs.
Yeah.
Okay? So
you got to appreciate the tenacity.
Absolutely. You know? He could buy her all the drinks in all of Milwaukee, and she's still not going home with him.
There were a lot of times when Callie and I first started dating that guys would buy her drinks when we'd be out at the bar. Yeah. I think mainly because I've outkicked my coverage, so I think a lot of people would be like, oh, well, she's not with him, for sure, so they're buddies, and I'll buy her a drink or whatever. Yeah. And I was kind of fine with it, because I was like, hey, one less drink I have to buy her. Yeah. Sweet. Do it up. But then after a while, I know it became a trend, so I would just shoot the glare after. And not like a threatening thing, because I'm not threatening, but I just wanted them to know that, listen, I'm with her. Yeah. You should stop buying her drinks because it's not going to work.
It's probably not socially acceptable, but it's not easy being that guy because I'm in that same with you. Like, it's like, how did you end up with her?
Right.
How did he end up with her? You know what I mean? You kind of get that. So people automatically think when you're like me and you, she might look at like you and say, oh, yeah, I'm trading up to get this guy. This guy has no chance against Aaron Rodgers.
None.
I'm like, no chance.
I think you and I both love him, right?
I do. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Questions? What's up?
Did you guys say he bought a drink for Danica and her friend?
Yeah.
The guy's buying it for Danica, and I'm assuming her friend, somebody right next to her that she knows.
So maybe he's working on the friend, and in order to get to the friend, you got to be nice to Mother Hen.
Oh, he might be onto something there. But it seems like he's having more interaction with Danica, and it seems like Aaron's like, hey, you mind? I'm trying to watch the Greek freak here.
Well, it sounds to me like there's some experience here.
I plead the fifth.
Bought many drinks in your day. I get it.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.